Chapter 1. Dreams Can Come True. I'm only 6 years old, but I already know the drill. It usually starts at the family dinner table. "Eat up, Tyler," my mom tells me. "You can't have any snacks tonight or any breakfast tomorrow. We're going to see the doctor in the morning." I'm sitting in front of a dish heaped with some of my favorite foods, and Mom is smiling at me. Even though I know I won't be able to have breakfast, I'm too anxious to eat much.
"Hey, Tyler," Dad says, "are you ready to play Contra after dinner?"
I love that video game, but Dad's offer doesn't make me happy. "Dad, I don't feel like playing right now," I say, trying to smile.
"I know you must be nervous, Tyler, but playing a game might take your mind off of tomorrow."
"I just can't, Dad." "You guys are so faking it," I say to myself, knowing they are doing their best to take my mind off what's happening tomorrow. We have gone through the same motions so many times before. Another surgery. Another night of feeling so scared before another day of fear. And then after that, a lot of painful physical therapy. I can't eat or focus on a game. My parents try and try to make me feel better, but it isn't working. I'm just a little kid, and I wish I didn't have cerebral palsy and need operations. At the same time, I know my mom and dad love me and hope that another surgery will help me walk without braces strapped on both my legs. That night, my parents tuck me in bed and say those flowery words parents say when they want their kid to not be afraid. "Tyler," Mom says as she sits next to me on my bed, "you're so brave, and we know that you'll be doing great by this time tomorrow." "Great?" I think to myself. "Sure, lots of pain and lots of pain and lots of pain." I don't say any of that as I look at my mom trying so hard to make me feel better. "Remember, Jesus is with you," she keeps trying. "He'll protect you, and Dad and I and all our friends at church will be praying for you."
"I know," I mumble as my dad walks up next to my mom.
Dad now starts to help make me feel better too. I wish the words did make me feel better. I can tell that they don't really feel good about another surgery either. Mom and Dad both put a hand on me, and Mom starts praying. "Father, we bring Tyler to you now and place him before your throne of grace. Please remove his fear and let him fall asleep quickly and sleep peacefully until tomorrow morning. Put your angels around this bed and touch him with your love and peace. We love him so much. And know you love him even more. In Jesus' name, amen." I'm glad they prayed I would sleep, because that's so hard for me to do the night before surgery. There's a little light from the streetlight outside my window, so I squeeze my eyes tightly shut. I make myself keep my eyes shut and try not to think about the knot in my stomach. I'm sad that I face another surgery. I'm afraid of more pain. I'm even angry that my parents think I need to go through this agony again. I must have fallen asleep, because the next time I open my eyes, my mom is waking me up. It's still dark outside, and there will be no breakfast for my knotted and now empty stomach.